Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Baby's got a bad idea. I can see it in her eyes. She wanna hide it, but she ain't no matter how hard she tries.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with Justin Townes Earle, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, was last in our studio with his 2010 album, Harlem River Blues. Now Justin, the son of Steve Earle, has come out with a follow-up record called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. And like the 78 RPM disc he just recorded in our studio, it looks back to a different era, specifically the era of Memphis soul. Justin, first of all, welcome back. This idea of bringing the old to the new or into contemporary times, I mean, this seems to be something that resonates with you.
Yeah, it always has been. I think I was like a lot of kids that, like, you know, when I was like 10 and 11, it was like, you know, the hair metal bands, and then hip hop came out, which kind of more it kind of introduced like the kids who were paying attention to a kind of soul, because they had, it still, even though it started getting into the gangster rap thing, it still represented a people, you know, mm-hmm. unlike any other kind of music did at that point. And then, like, I was. You know, I was one of those weird kids that I saw the you know, the connection between, you know, Chuck D and Woody Guthrie, you know, and but I realized that Woody Guthrie, you know, talked like I talked, and and, you know, and then, and it was a very big, like, you know, I've always, you know, I always wonder, make sure that I think Woody would do what I'm doing before I do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the, how do you see the connection between Chuck D and Woody Guthrie? Is it a musical one, a message one, both?
Well, I think it's musical. There's the obvious musical and political connection,
right,
between them. But there's also the fact that, like, you know, which, you know, this gets mixed up as a political issue sometimes, and it's more of a common sense issue. You know, is they speak the, like, language of the people, mm-hmm. of where they were raised, of what they were taught, of the things that were embedded in them, right and wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So is that what you try and do in your songs, is to kind of, you know, speak the language of the people you grew up with, the places where you grew up, that sort of thing?
Well, I just try to, like, you know, make sure that, I think that it's important that, you know, writers, you know, you have to make sure that at least you're not hearing a funny British accent in your head when you're talking and things like that. You know, it's like you need, I do. It's best to kind of just keep it simple and keep mm-hmm. it where you're from.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Justin Townes Earle. The album's called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. And you want to do a song from it for us?
Sure.
Now, there is a kind of a band on the record and touring around with you, but it's just you and the guitar here in the studio.
Yeah.
Let's hear Am I That Lonely Tonight?
Let's do that.
I hear my father on the radio singing, Take Me Home Again. 300 miles from the Carolina coast, and I'm skin and bones again. Sometimes I wish that I could get away. Sometimes I wish that he just called. Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. Now there's just something in a night like this that can be so hard to take. Oncoming headlights through a mountain mist. They're too close for comfort and too much at stake. So turn the radio down. Roll the windows up and say to myself that I thought I'd be a better man. Sometimes I wish that I could find a place where I don't feel so all alone. Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. Sometimes I wish that I could find a way where I don't feel so all alone. Am I that lonely tonight? Am I that lonely tonight? Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. No, I don't know, baby.
That's Justin Townes, Earl, live in the Soundcheck studio. The song is Am I That Lonely Tonight? Comes from his new record, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now, but that's a live performance, Justin, solo, on Soundcheck. And going back to what you were talking about just before you played the song, you know, you want to hear that authentic voice. As you say, you don't want to hear the fake British accent or something in your head. That song opens with the line, I hear my father on the radio singing Take Me Home Again. Has that ever happened to you? You've been out on the road and you heard your father, Steve Earle, on the radio?
Yeah, it's happened. I mean, even some promoters are, you know, like tasteless enough to, like, you know, use a Steve Earle Pandora station for house music at my show sometimes. It's really, you know.
Why is that tasteless?
Well, it's just kind of, I mean, obviously you probably, like, number one, like playing that before my show, it's like I'm sure Shooter wouldn't dig it if they were just blaring Waylon before he went on, you know. And I think that, you know, but I think too, I've kind of stepped out on my own, and mm-hmm. I've leaned more on my mother than on my father my whole life, and mm-hmm. so, you know, and I think it's you obviously haven't done your research, is what that means.
Right. Now, the album title, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now, is that directed at someone?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, I kind of walked away from, you know, the last year, the last record, and the last tour with, you know, like, I had a, you know, kind of rocky beginning to the year, you know, and it definitely changed the perception, people's perception of me very, mm-hmm. very quickly, you know. And so it was, I did find myself stuck, like, kind of facing these little things that were good and bad due to that, you know, but nothing all that great, nothing that you can't live through.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's at least one mention of mom or mama in the lyrics of the songs. I mean, as you say, you've leaned a lot more on your mom than your dad over the years. Were you thinking of her in the making of this record?
My relationship with my mother is one that, like, you know, especially these days, she worked manual labor, like, jobs the whole time I was growing up. And so, you know, now she's only you know, she's about to turn 56, but she's got really bad knees. She's got a really bad back, and you know, and it's kind of getting to that point. Like, you know, my mother told me that she put up with me no matter what and loved me because one day I was going to have to put up with her and take care of her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I used to always laugh because my mom was, you know, always so strong. I was like, you know, you'll always be able to take care of yourself. And it's just, you know, she's getting to where she can't, and it's really hard for me to watch. So she's kind of always on my mind these days.
The album's called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now, the latest from my guest, Justin Townes Earle. He's playing tonight at Webster Hall. In addition to, you know, family context, there's also the musical background to this record, which is the sound of Memphis, of Nashville, but especially of, it seems, of Stax, the Memphis soul sound, that record label.
Well, what I've always been especially the Memphis sound has always been a very big part of my life. I've been listening to that music as long as any music I've been listening to. And, you know, I think that, you know, just like, you know, the everybody's always looking at the primitive roots of country music and figuring out how to insert that into modern music. It's like, and I'm just kind of sick of that, you know, pearl snap shirt thinking, you know, and yeah. And I said, why not look at primitive blue, like primitive soul and blues? And, you know, cause I had this recording, I got a long time ago of the Staples singers, and it was just Pops. And the girls,
mm-hmm.
and like a guy playing a snare drum, and it sounded like maybe a baritone guitar or something going with it. Might have been a bass, real like way back in the back, but it was just like there was no production to it whatsoever. But it was it's one of the most powerful recordings I've ever heard. It's just amazing. So it was like just like country music, the roots of soul music exist in the church. And mm-hmm. so it's that's why, you know, Graham Parsons saw the similarities, but he kind of went for what soul had arrived at in his particular time and place,
which was the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. And so and I'm more looking at its beginnings and its, you know, its startup.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking back to, you know, some classic sounds that are now close to half a century old. Booker T and the MGs.
Booker T and the MGs is a definite one, because it was like that's one of the ones that I, you know, used. I told my band, it's like, I want you to listen to all the space that there is in this. You know, it's like I want that space. It's like everybody's got these really simple parts. Nobody's just blasting through the middle of it, you know, and keeping it like, I think that's one thing that's missing definitely in Americana music and just singer-songwriter music, is so many times it's like the singer-songwriter thing is mm-hmm. the guy with the acoustic guitar just strumming and everybody's got to keep up with him.
Right.
You know, it's like, you just got to stay with me. It's like, you know, but I have parts to play just like everybody else in the band,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's, I think that keeps it, keeps the structure that's pretty, awesome.
And what about like Otis Redding, you know, a song like These Arms of Mine?
That's one of my favorite songs it's just like, it's so amazing. And I'm pretty sure that was his audition song.
For Stax,
yeah, he was actually carrying gear for somebody, and he had begged them the whole week to let him sing, and they finally just gave in and let him sing. And so he went around and told Cropper was in there. I'm pretty sure it was all the MGs. They were all in there, and he told them all what to play. He was like, "Hey, you do this," and then all of a sudden he started singing, and it was just like, you know, and they said so they signed. It was done right there. He was signed.
And this is a live version of that song from Otis Redding, These Arms of Mine.
These arms of mine, they are lonely, man, man. Lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning for wanting you. And if you would let them
a little bit of Otis Redding, some classic soul from Memphis, from the Stax record label. That's a live version of his song, These Arms of Mine, a favorite of my guest, Justin Townes Earl, going for that Stax Memphis soul sound on his new record called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. You mentioned Booker T and the MGs, and the bass player, Donald Dunn, just passed away on Sunday.
Yeah, I found out it was after a show, actually. Cropper put an announcement out on, I think, on Facebook or something like that. And
he's another
Steve Cropper,
MG.
Yeah, one of the group. Yeah, one of the greatest electric guitar players of all time. Back before, like when it was real players that didn't have gigantic pedal boards in front of them and things like that. You know, another one though that you, like another guy that was very influential for me is Don Covey. Don Covey is like if you get the early Don Covey stuff, like you'll figure out where Keith Richards came from. And the Stones sound, they definitely leaned hard on Don Covey early.
And is that Stax Records as well?
No, I think that I actually think that Don Covey recorded for Atlantic. But I may be wrong about that. Yeah.
I'm being told it was in fact Atlantic. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, and he never got his just due, but a lot of people borrowed from Don Covey. He had this really kind of special kind of where the Stones have that thing where they shuffle, but the drums just go tuck 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 tuck, you could play straight through it. That's Don Covey.
So, but you play acoustic guitar. So who are you ripping off?
Well, I mean,
who are you leaning heavily on?
Well, I try to, like, you know, I mean, I'm looking at like I'm kind of like thinking about like you know, Richie Havens and you know, I like acoustic and I play with my hand too. I don't use a pick very often at all, you know. I'm drawing a blank right now and I don't know why, but Dire Straits.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler. You know, one of my, like, all that cool, really cool stuff he did. He did it all finger style.
Right, but he also was looking back to classic American stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you'll find that anybody, any of the greats that you look at, like, especially modern day greats, or even starting in the 60s and 70s, especially starting in the 60s and 70s, you're looking at a bunch of bands that saw something primitive that's what caused all that. That's what caused the folk scare, you know?
The scare?
Yeah, the folk scare of the early 60s, you know?
We're speaking with Justin Townes Earl and listening to him play. You want to do another song for us?
Yeah.
The album is called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. It is out now. And he'll be playing tonight at Webster Hall here in New York. Let's hear Look the Other Way. Once again, Justin Townes Earl, live on Soundcheck.
All right.
Mama, I'm hurting in the worst way. I got no money in my pockets, no place to stay. And when I see you out in the streets, never know what to say. Oh, but it doesn't matter, Mama, you always look the other way. Mama, I'm searching night and day. Yeah, I'm looking for the means to pay for all the wrongs that I've done, for the nights I left you alone and wait. But I'm always gonna, yeah, if you always look the other way. Trying to find a way to show you that you're the only one, the only one I'll ever want. So I'm learning to be a better man. I'm not certain, but I think I can now. Oh, but if I fall short, just know I've done all I can do to change. But you're never gonna notice if you always look the other way. Mama, you're never gonna notice. You always look the other way.
Justin Townes are alive on Soundcheck with Look the Other Way. His new album is called Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. And give your iPod that scratchy sound it's been missing. Check out our webpage today after the show. You can download Justin's song that he recorded just a little while ago for the 78 Project. You're going to hang around and listen to the results?
I think so. I think I should.
All right. The 78 Project will rejoin us with the results of the recording that they made on the program about 20 minutes ago. So stay with us for that. This is Soundcheck.
I'm trying to move on.